I'm Marty Starkey. I'm just a resident of the area. Sanctuary cities are something that all of us at one time or another needed. Every person standing here was an immigrant at one time or another. Every person here went through prejudice at one time or another. So carrying it forward and saying we want to be more prejudiced than we have been in the past seems a little bit archaic to me, and it seems as if we are wanting to go backward. In fact, we are going backward to where we want to promote hate, we want to promote anger.
Yeah, I'm Joe White and living on Grove. Even though the city manager and the city council said there's no way it'll ever be a sanctuary city ever, I thought we would just show a little show of force against these folks that want a sanctuary city. Police officer earlier said he thought we had close to 100. They might have 15 or 20 people.
I'm Gigi Steinman from William, West Virginia. I'm holding a flag that says September the 11th, 2001. Well, my grandparents are immigrants from Croatia, and they came over when my grandfather was young. I don't know exactly how old, but they came through Ellis Island. They went through that process, then they were went sent somewhere else, and they went through another process. And finally, they were more or less free, and they settled in Washington, D.C. I don't care if you come here. Don't come here and get all the education and then turn around and kill us.
Okay.
Go home and fight your own battles. Go home and save your own country. Leave ours alone.
I'm Gwen Giffen. I'm from Bel Air, Ohio, and I'm a nurse. I believe that a sanctuary city would provide maybe a few hundred people of the millions who are fleeing for their lives with a place to live and would benefit the city and the people in it, both financially, economically, and spiritually.
I called my cow, no milk now, and the land was sweet and